Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. We are going to be recapping the Jacksonville Jaguars, who took on the New York Jets on Thursday night primetime football on Amazon. So both of these teams are now 7-8 fighting for a playoff spot. And last night, if you're watching the game, it was a pretty boring game, to be honest. Zach Wilson just did not play well. We'll get to him later on, but just a little recap. The Jacksonville Jaguars won 19-3, and their playoff hopes are still alive. So, obviously, if you're a Jaguars fan, all 10 of you're very happy right now. Trevor Lawrence, he had a decent game, but not a crazy game. He was 20 for 31, 229 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Rushing, Travis Etienne had a pretty nice game. He had 22 carries for 83 yards. Trevor Lawrence had 7 for 51 and a touchdown. So Trevor Lawrence did get into the passing or the touchdown category as he ran one in. And then obviously Evan Ingram, who has exploded onto the scene throughout the year, particularly in the last month, he had, 7 receptions, 113 yards. So he had a crazy good game. Travis Etienne, 3 for 29. Christian Kirk, 3 for 22. Zay Jones, he had 1 for 14. So he was absolutely clamped last night. Obviously, he's been very, very good in the last, month. He had like 3 touchdowns last week, so he was playing pretty well. But overall, Jaguars didn't play too bad. Let's go to the Jets. So this is where it gets, kind of interesting. So Zach Wilson was 9 for 18, no touchdowns, and an interception. He had 92 passing yards. He was eventually benched for a Canadian football player named Chris Stevler. That's how you pronounce his name. Chris Stevler was a Canadian football player. He went 10 for 15 and 90 yards. So effectively, he was better than Zach Wilson last night. Better than Zach Wilson, a Canadian football player who is a no-name player, who has never made a start, never played in an NFL game, which is crazy. Also, he was 9 for 54, so he had an all right game. He had an all right game. Rushing wise, the Jets just didn't do anything. Their leading rusher was the quarterback, who was 9 for 54. So 9 attempts for 54 yards. Ty Johnson was 2 for 7. Michael Carter was 2 for 6. Zach Wilson was 1 for 1. And then Zonovan White, or Knight, was 6 carries for negative 2 yards. So awful game. The leading receiver was also Michael Carter with 5 receptions for 44 yards. Tyler Conklin, he was 4 for 34. Garrett Wilson, 4 for 30. CJ Uzomah, 1 for 30. Elijah Moore, 2 for 15. So, overall, very quiet game from the Jets. And if you're a Jets fan, you got to be thinking in your head, we need Mike White back as soon as possible. We need him as soon as possible because the Jets are dropping games like it's nothing. The Jets have lost, I want to say it's like 3 or 4 in a row now. Obviously, two of those were with Mike White, but those were also against two good teams. I believe one of the games was against Buffalo. That was a game he got absolutely murdered in before going taken to the hospital. And then I believe the week before that was the Vikings, where they barely lost it as well. So as a Jets fan, you got to hope that Mike White comes back as soon as possible. Let's talk about Zach Wilson. So the media is going to absolutely destroy Zach Wilson today. So I don't want to, kind of pile on with, the Zach Wilson hate. I'm just going to say a quick few things and then we'll go back to the Jaguars talking about them. So Zach Wilson, everybody's going to say he's not a starting quarterback, obviously. He's potentially not even a backup quarterback in this league. And I agree with that. I think Zach Wilson is at best a backup quarterback. I don't think he's a starter. Obviously, when he came out of the draft in 2021, I didn't think he was, you know, this really good quarterback. Some people had him as like a late first round pick. And, you know, with that, obviously the, you know, pro day throw he had, that one throw, he, you know, completely skyrocketed his draft stock all the way up to the number two pick. And what was crazy to me, what was crazy was Zach Wilson made one throw and he essentially boosted his draft stock from a bottom of the first round pick to the number two pick. And what made me just absolutely mind blown, even before Zach Wilson was drafted, the Jets made it known to everybody in the league, in their media, you know, fans, media members, that Zach Wilson was going to the Jets. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Because obviously you had Trevor Lawrence, obviously was going number one. And then you had Zach Wilson after the pro day. He was going number two. That was a lock. So it was always, who was number three? You had the Niners, who it was either Trey Lance, Mac Jones, and maybe Justin Fields. But everybody knew Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence was gone, going number one, number two. That's what blew my mind. What also blew my mind was Justin Fields, and I'm just going to do a quick topic on this. Justin Fields, he went the opposite way. He didn't do a single thing wrong. He didn't play a single game, didn't do a single thing wrong, didn't get in any trouble, and his draft stock plummeted about 15 spots. Maybe not 15 spots, like 10 spots, 9 spots. Zach Wilson went number two, which is where Justin Fields was going to go. And what was crazy to me was during that college football year where Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, you know, that whole draft class was on their last year of college football, some thought Justin Fields could go number one because of how he played against Trevor Lawrence and Clemson that year. That was mind-blowing to me. So Zach Wilson made one throw, essentially boosted his draft stock up, you know, almost a whole round. And Justin Fields went completely down, you know, 9-10 spots, and he didn't do a single thing. A false, you know, crap report came out that was not really true, was saying about his work ethic isn't that great. And that plummeted his draft stock. And yeah, you're probably not happy if your team passed on him, if you're like the Panthers. Well, the Panthers are kind of a bad team name because, you know, the corner they drafted, I forget his name right now, I'm blanking out, but he's like the best corner in the NFL right now. Anyways, Zach Wilson, I think he's done in New York. I just don't see a world where Zach Wilson is going to be on this team next year. I'm starting to see some people say Mac Jones for Zach Wilson in a trade. Could that potentially be happening? I don't see that happening at all. You know, it's usually pretty shocking when a player gets traded to a, you know, division rival, let alone a quarterback. So, highly doubt that is going to happen. And let's go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, we're going to quickly just jump on their, you know, bandwagon real quick, I guess. I did have the Jacksonville Jaguars being a really good team this year. I didn't see them as like a 10-win team, but I saw them as like a 9-8 team, 8-9, depending on how, you know, the games go in the one-score games. And my prediction is looking pretty dead on, actually. The Jaguars are probably a top 8 team right now in the NFL just because, you know, they're just red hot right now. They're a really, really good team. And Trevor Lawrence is playing like a top, you know, 5-6 quarterback over the last, what, month and a half. And credit to Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville, as last year with the whole Urban Meyer situation, that franchise just felt so far away after they fired Urban Meyer. That just, it just felt so far away. And Doug Peterson, I knew he was a good coach. Obviously, he outcoached Belichick in that Super Bowl a couple years back. And look where that's gotten the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 7-8, and I think they're going to win the AFC South. Because you look, Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill's out for the year. That's what's being speculated right now. He's most likely out for the year. So Malik Willis is going to play. I don't think, you know, Malik Willis is ready to step in and, you know, win these next couple games to keep their playoff hopes alive. Obviously, Jacksonville's playing Tennessee, I believe, in week 17. And I think Jacksonville's going to win that game. So you're going to see a world where Tennessee is going to slip out of the playoff picture and Jacksonville's going to squeak in, win that division, and be, you know, the 4 or 5 seed or whatever it's going to be. And I think, I don't think they're going to win a playoff game, but I think they can give a team, depending on the matchup, some real trouble. I think, you know, there's clearly the top three AFC seeds in Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati. Those are the three teams nobody wants to play in the playoffs in the AFC. Those are the three teams no one wants to play in the AFC. Arguably, the other teams you'd want to not play, I could put the Chargers and the Jaguars in there. Those are the other two teams you do not want to face. Particularly for the Chargers, Kansas City is the team that the Chargers do not want to see in the playoffs. The Chargers play Kansas City very well, but Jacksonville, they don't really have a particular matchup that team does not want to play them. Jacksonville, with any single team, can be, we do not want to play Jacksonville this week in the playoffs in, you know, the wild card round or the divisional round. We do not want to play them. So credit to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're playing phenomenally right now. Last night they really struggled, but overall, you know, they've been playing really well over the last month and a half. And I want to give credit to Evan Engram. Now, this may be a little bit weird, but Evan Engram has exploded onto the scene, you know, week in and week out through this NFL season. And he's kind of showing why he was such a high draft pick on the Giants a few years back. Man, the guy can play. Last night he had, 7 for 113 last night. And, you know, over the last month and a half, Trevor Lawrence has played really well when Evan Ingram's on the field. And you've seen throughout the first couple weeks of the year, Evan Engram would have a good game, bad game, so on and so forth. Until this last, you know, month and a half, he's really exploded onto the scene. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Happy Friday. Hope you guys have a great holiday. Obviously, it's a jam-packed week for NFL games. We have Saturday games, Sunday games, Monday game. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome Christmas. And yeah, if you're an NBA, NFL fan, you're going to be loving these next couple days. But yeah, happy Friday. Hope you guys stay safe traveling and have a happy holidays. And have a good one. Peace.